Welcome. I am so glad you're here. And I mean that. The fact that you pressed play today, that you carved out even a few minutes to invest in understanding your own well-being, that is self-advocacy in action. That is health agency, and that matters. Because here's something I want you to hold on to from the very beginning of our time together today. You are not a passive passenger in your own health story. You are the driver. And even when the road feels complicated, when the medical system feels confusing, when your body feels like a mystery, when your emotions feel like too much, small, consistent actions you take today can genuinely and meaningfully shape how you feel tomorrow. So let's dig in together. Today, we're exploring five deeply connected themes: what your emotions are quietly doing to your physical body, how the community of tiny organisms living in your gut is influencing your mood and your mind, how your everyday choices are actually turning your genes on and off, the emerging science of cellular repair, and how to navigate a healthcare system that can feel overwhelming, with more confidence and more power. These ideas are all connected, and by the end, you'll have something practical to walk away with. Let's start somewhere a little unexpected, with your feelings. There's a phrase I want to share with you that stopped me in my tracks when I first encountered it. It comes from speaker Michael Sartan, and it goes like this: suppression of expression leads to depression. Sit with that for a moment, because this isn't just a catchy rhyme. There's real science behind it. When we bury difficult emotions, grief, anger, guilt, sadness, rather than allowing them to move through us, those feelings don't just dissolve. They don't go anywhere. Research from a clinically validated field of therapy called acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, tells us that the act of resisting painful emotions actually amplifies our suffering. Think of it like this: pain is like a wave in the ocean. You can't stop the wave from coming. But if you try to hold it back, fight it, resist it with everything you have, it crashes harder. If you let it move through you, it passes. There's even a formula for this that I love: suffering equals pain multiplied by resistance. Pain in life is unavoidable, but prolonged suffering is often something we unintentionally create by pushing back against what we feel. And here's where it gets even more interesting and more physical. According to Dr. Eric Berg, your face actually contains a very high concentration of hormone receptors, which makes it especially sensitive to your body's stress chemical, cortisol. When we're chronically stressed or emotionally suppressed over long periods of time, cortisol levels can creep up, and over time, that can gradually break down muscle and connective tissue, even contributing to changes in facial structure or puffiness. The mind-body connection is not just a wellness buzzword. It is real and it is measurable. Building on that, let's travel deeper into the body, specifically into your gut. And I promise this is more fascinating than it might sound. Your gut is home to a vast, living community of bacteria and other microorganisms, trillions of them, called your gut microbiome. Think of it like a rainforest ecosystem living in your digestive tract. And according to Jason Klopp, CEO of Novel Biome, speaking on the Boundless Life show, this ecosystem is doing a lot more than just helping you digest your lunch. Your gut produces a significant portion of the body's serotonin, one of our key mood-regulating chemicals. Certain gut bacteria also support the production of GABA, which is essentially your body's natural calming signal. When that rainforest ecosystem gets disrupted by antibiotics, illness, or an overly restricted diet, that production suffers. The result? Brain fog, anxiety, mood instability, things that can feel very much like mental health challenges, but actually have roots in your digestive health. Here's a beautiful detail that Klopp shared. When you start supporting your gut, physical gut symptoms tend to improve first. Then, weeks later, mental clarity and mood begin to lift. Why? Because a healthier gut lining means fewer inflammatory signals reaching the brain. Think of it like fixing a leaky roof. Once you patch it, the water damage inside starts to dry out. Klopp also highlighted one particular bacterial species that acts like a cornerstone of the ecosystem. It's called Faecalibacterium prausnitzii. Don't worry about the name. What matters is what it does. It produces a substance called butyrate, which fuels the cells lining your digestive tract, reduces inflammation, and helps repair what's sometimes called a leaky gut. That's essentially when the gut lining becomes more permeable than it should be, letting particles through into the bloodstream and triggering immune reactions. The most accessible way to support these beneficial organisms? Dietary fiber and fermented foods, things like kimchi, sauerkraut, and plain yogurt. Each new plant food you try literally feeds a different community of good bacteria. You're tending your inner rainforest every time you eat. Now, here's something that I find genuinely awe-inspiring, and I want to make sure it lands for you, because the science can sound a little intimidating at first. There's a field called epigenetics. It's the study of how your lifestyle influences which of your genes are switched on or off, without actually changing your underlying DNA. Here's the metaphor that makes it click for me.
Imagine your DNA is an enormous instruction manual. Every single page represents something your body could potentially do or be. Epigenetic markers are like sticky notes attached to those pages, telling your cells which pages to read and which to skip. Over decades, your everyday exposures, sunlight, stress, what you eat, how much you move, can gradually nudge those sticky notes to the wrong pages. And that gradual drift is a big part of what we experience as aging. More importantly, this isn't fixed. Researchers are actively working on ways to gently reset those markers. And while some of those treatments are still in clinical trial stages, here's the empowering part. The experts discussing this on the Modern Wisdom podcast were clear that exercise is currently the number one thing you can do, right now without any medication, to support your epigenome. Physical activity releases molecules that actively work to correct epigenetic errors at a cellular level. That is a remarkably specific and hopeful finding. Finally, let's talk about something that can feel quietly overwhelming, the healthcare system itself.
Two physicians, Dr. Band and Dr. Sunil, had a candid conversation about something many of us have felt but couldn't quite name. Medicine has become increasingly specialized, which is wonderful in many ways. But it also means that your cardiologist, your gastroenterologist, and your primary care doctor may each be looking at a different piece of the puzzle, and those pieces don't always get shared. Electronic medical records that don't communicate across different systems make this even harder. Here's what I want you to know. If navigating this feels confusing and fragmented, that confusion is not your fault. It's a real structural challenge, and understanding that empowers you to ask better questions. One of the most powerful things you can bring to your next appointment is a single written question. Who is the primary physician overseeing my full picture of care? Writing it down beforehand means it doesn't get lost in the nerves of the moment. If you're seeing multiple specialists, you deserve to know who is responsible for making sure all the information comes together for you. Outro. So here's where we land today. 5 themes: your emotions, your gut, your genes, your cells, and your relationship with your care team, all woven together by one central truth. Small, consistent actions today can meaningfully shape your well-being tomorrow. And for your one simple, cost-free wellness step for today, take a walk, just 15 to 20 minutes, outside if you can, after a meal if possible. Dr. Eric Berg points to walking as one of the most practical ways to help your body process excess cortisol before it accumulates. The epigenetics researchers point to movement as the most impactful cellular repair tool we have. And honestly, a walk gives you space to feel your feelings, clear your mind, and breathe. All 3 of the themes we explored today, emotions, gut health, and cellular repair, are supported by that one simple act. You don't need a gym. You don't need equipment. You just need to step outside. Before I let you go, a gentle reminder that everything shared today is for educational purposes and is not a substitute for professional medical advice. Please talk with your own provider before making significant changes to your health routine. If you're experiencing persistent brain fog, unexplained fatigue, emotional numbness, or thoughts of hopelessness, please reach out to a healthcare professional. You deserve real support. Thank you for spending this time with me today. You showed up for yourself. That already counts for something. You've got this. Take care of yourself.